Blog Talk Radio. you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going. Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones.
make it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter.
I'm your host, Imam Akbar Abdul-Karim Bilal, and we're here in Washington, D.C. for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We want to know tonight why Kanye, and what are our expectations, and what do we expect next from America? And as we know, this is the greatest time to be alive in the world of an environment that all of the Gentiles, the devil has reached his fullness on the planet Earth, and it is up to the righteous to bring the humanities back to the correct posture in how we conduct ourselves and the best posture as a human being, the best modes of worship for the human being. All of these things are being tested at this hour. But what do we expect America to do at this hour when they have gone no holds barred? America has walked away from the family value systems. America has walked away from moral values, from the fair business, the fair deal, the honest John deal has been abandoned at this hour. So what do we see in the social political? What do we see in economics and business? Well, tonight is your time, your turn to talk to us on Black Power Radio about what do we see in the future for the black man, woman, and child, and what do we see for the future of America in general. So we open with the name of Almighty God, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Praise be to God, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. And we bear witness that none deserve the rights of worship. None deserve the rights to be conformed to except the Most High God, and none deserve to be served or worshiped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God. And with that said, we are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we are the students, and those are in the leadership of our national chairman, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, first general minister to any of the black activists anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. So we are here live in Washington, D.C. We expect some portion of this to be a caller-driven radio tonight. And we are just, I don't know, when I look at the situation with the Kanye West, the Jim Browns, the OJs, the Omarosas of this planet, when we examine what they really mean to black people, there's very little weight on the scale of justice in the favor of the black man reforming to a whole man, a whole woman, a full and complete family. Those are elements in the society that are the destructions. They are destructive individual and destructive to the family unit. But they are seemingly embracing those idealisms of the shaitan. But most of them say they are seeking help from God. So what do you say? What say ye at this hour? This hour of black power, we reach into our radio and to see what do we have here now. At 904-768, you're live on Black Power Radio. You can talk black to us at this hour. Black Power. Are you there at 904-768? 904-768, live on Black Power Radio. Okay, as we move down the line. We have open lines on 206. Open lines on 206-850. You're live on Black Power Radio. You can talk black to us at this hour. This hour of Black Power, 206. Are you live? You're live with us at 206-206. See, what is it?
Black Power, King Street.
Black Power, how you
on the plantation here. All right,
all right,
King, this is J.C. White, Minister of Defense, Seattle Tacoma Chapter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
what's going on with Tacoma?
Well, you mentioned earlier about the Kanye West situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see how this cat feels safe walking around saying the shit that he's saying. Not that I'm threatening by no means, sir. But I just don't see how he feels safe sitting up there, buddy, with one of the most outspoken races that we have. One of the most outspoken races we have in America. So.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, and then the influence he has over our youth, you know. They listen to his music. They love his music. I love his music, but I ain't listened to it since he came out with all this bull crap. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
I mean,
guys,
the way I feel about it,
meds or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the worst thing happened to that brother was his mom passing, which I mean was very unfortunate. And I think she kept him stable, and she kept him, you know, somewhat stable and on the right track. But first, he talked about George Bush don't care about black people. Now,
yeah,
slavery was a choice.
Right. They parade the heroes in front of us. And they'll make anybody a superhero. Ben Carter, and this guy Niger Enos, and J.C. Watts, and the whole long list from O.J. to No.J. They now put Jim Brown on the list. Kanye West is on the list. And the list goes on and on, from Steve Harvey to Bobby Dahl. I mean, just anybody, anything, they'll make a hero for us. They will make them funny or sarcastic. They have never supported a strong man, woman, or child among black people. Somebody that was just straight up. They've never seen the white folks say, yeah, well, this is our man as well. See, their man has to be somebody, Nipsey Russell or Flip Wilson or Eddie Murphy or something. It has to be some type of clown show or some type of of a cross-dressing situation. And then the white man will chime in. Once he gets you in that cross dress, catch you in his crosshairs, and once he sets you up, when he sets you up just right, that's when he'll make his move. He'll come to get what you have. And then he go that, once it runs its course, he'll set you up to kill your Knicks. I will assure you, I've never seen any other pattern observed by the white man since I've been my nearly 70 years on this earth. And I've always seen him on the same pattern. Thus, everything is power. Even the babies try to set you up. From the cradle to the aged out white man, woman, the white woman will set you up. They will find some way to set you up, put you on the spot. Thank Allah for the old social media now. You can look on there and see how they'll set you up continuously.
Back to back. You can go
on somebody's YouTube and they got back-to-back setups for the black man. Feel what I'm saying? Where you've been killed, all the killings of the black man on one YouTube. And all the attempted setups, you know? And each and every time, the white man, the white woman, and her children will set you up. And the next move is to get what you have. And then the ultimate is they will seek to take your life. And they will kill you if there's any possibility of getting away right after he sets you up. He will kill you almost immediately after setting you up. Your life doesn't stand a chance. The gray on my face, the nice black hair on your face mean nothing. If you 8 to 80 blind, crippled, or crazy, he will take your life. And he's an unnatural born killer. And he's been killing since day one. He hasn't stopped his mission. The children of Emmett Till's descendants tell me nothing has changed. And there are about 60 years since the slaying and set up and the murder of Emmett Till. Nothing changed with Trayvon Martin. Nothing changed with Stephon. Nothing changed with Eric Garner. Choked to death in on Staten Island in broad daylight. Nothing changed at Michael Brown. And the list just goes on. Sandra Bland. Getting her a job in Texas. Somehow pulled over and coerced into some crazy situation. And they murder and rape and rob and kill at will. Even at this hour, the white man has not changed. He has not let up. He may pause. And when he comes back out, he comes out stronger. More. His whole idealism of this man is outgrows it the next time. So you have to be very, very careful. Brother Jay out there, you in Tacoma, Washington. You're
Seattle right now. Brother.
I mean, you are ace bone coon to be set up. So I'll be extra careful. My comings and goings and the interaction with your family, brother, you have to put protection on your children.
I just only
feel for you, brothers. You're way out west, right?
Yes, sir. And you know, I was talking to a couple of my white coworkers last week, and I mean, they just don't realize what it's like to be a black person, especially a black man. I mean, so you black, so you're a threat regardless, but a black man, you know, I can't walk around and do the same thing y'all do. You know what I'm saying? You see on YouTube, they got white boys walking around with AK-47s, AR-15s on their back. And the police officer will talk to them. Let me walk out like that. Man, and I'm done. Y'all going to be reading about me on the news.
And that's right, black
I'm
man.
Just,
that's right.
Like you said, brother, I'm just staying vigilant, and I'm protecting me and mine, and my comrades out here. We make sure we all doing the same. We stay in contact with each other. If somebody's late for something, we all
We call. We blowing them up. What's going on? Where you at? What you doing? What's up with you? You know.
So I mean, Brother Jay, what do you think when you see a guy like Kanye? Did you get an opportunity to view a portion of what was said during that Trump session with Jim Brown and Kanye West?
Actually, no. I heard a bit of it through my regional chairman, Jay Bizzle Medicaid. I heard a portion of it through his media platform, Black Eye Stand Radio. But I had to go back because I need to see for myself and listen to myself what the foolery and coolery this fool has unleashed this time, you know?
Yes, sir. It was absolute buffoonery and total coonery. And it was as though he had been given a shot or a blast of some weird drugs or something, and he went on and on and on and jumped from subject to subject to subject, and before you knew it, it just was a total embarrassment for all of humanity, not just for black people, that this is the caliber of person that you present a major network of information going around the world. I mean, has been done. Some terrible things have been done to us. I do believe that. I sincerely believe that. And they continue to do very peculiar things to black people. So we just continue to do our outreach and appeal from every perspective for the black power, for the black revolution, for black unity, for pan-Africanism, for the strong black militia and military unit to block up our call for black justice and black. I just don't see that we have a choice at this hour. I mean, maybe someone can explain a little better. I mean, we have a few people online. Let's see if some of them have some answers. But we thank you for coming in tonight, Brother Jay, all the way from Tacoma, Washington. And you don't mind if you come on to the East Coast when you get ready.
Yes, sir. We have an event coming up in January, right?
Yes, sir.
We have an event coming up in January, and I'm making plans to attend.
Yes, sir. We're glad to have you, Brother Jay, and we should try to mix some of the events y'all have in Tacoma and Seattle and Portland. We got some new people on board in Portland, Oregon, and so there's a lot of new things developing, and we just want you to continue to stay in there with us and continue to listen to Black Power Radio and get your updates and bring your updates. But for my vast listening radio audience, I want you all to know that this is the man that set up the Black Power Conference when we went to Pocahontas Island in Virginia. This man came and broke the ice and got things started on the ground for us, all the way from Washington State to the state of Virginia. I would never forget it. And we will always be extending our welcome and our doors on welcome hinges and extending the olive branch to the love and beautiful family. Always. Okay, brother?
Thank you, King. I was happy to be your servant.
Thank you. Thank you so much again for joining us tonight. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power.
Yes, sir. Alaykum salam, brother. Black Power.
Black Power. That's Brother Jay all the way on the west side of, the United Snakes. There couldn't be many states left with all these snakes and reptiles. It's the United Reptiles of America. We're going to go down and see what we have on 314-314-954. You're live on Black Power Radio. You can actually talk black to us and not be ashamed.
Black Power. This is Shimonda. How y'all doing?
Hey,
about time we up and I've been calling in since 7. I'm good.
Yes, ma'am. You're sounding good. All praises are due. We're happy to help you. St. Louis, they go to Chicago, they go to East Coast, West Coast. St. Louis don't mind getting up and go, dude.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things planned. The chairman, Brother Melvin, we going to Indiana, Oklahoma, and we got plans for South and North Dakota, too, trying to recruit, bringing up the central region. So just not bringing up St. Louis It's a lot of stuff going on in the background somewhere. Yeah, we trying to build up the central region. And I know we coming up on our 30-year anniversary for the Panther Party next October, which is October the 16th or 17th, one of the two. So we got big plans for that. So we just trying to build up this region so we can be strong and invite everybody to the region once we get that up and planned. And I did, however, see the Kanye West interview. He, yeah, it's like he's a broken man. Ever since he lost his mom, he lost his blackness. I should say that. So his mom was his backbone when she died. It's like he didn't practice what he preached. He preached about, you know what I'm saying, when he get on, he leave your butt for a white girl. He did just that, what he talked about in College Dropout. So my thing is, he contradicted himself, and he is a coon. However, the point that he did make that was valid, he made it seem like a fool once he kept talking. I say free Larry Hoover, too. And, you know what I'm saying, we need more mentor programs. We need, you know what I'm saying, more orcs and stuff like that. But that was lost when he kept on talking. The more he talked, the more dumber he sounded. If that make any sense. And I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, Kanye West is lost. He needs help. He's at a mental. I feel like anyone that's in the Kardashians, it's a cult. If you think anybody that date one of those sisters, any black male, they done went down. They lost their career after dating one of them sisters. So I'm from Reggie Bush, Chris Humphrey, you know what I'm saying? The Lakers, dudes on the Lakers, anybody that date them, they go down, their career is over once they date one of them Kardashian sisters. Those sisters sold their souls to the devil for fame. And once you get sucked in that family, they suck your soul out. And that's why a black man got to stay with these black queens. You see LeBron still doing good. He got a black queen, you know, on his side. You know, once you go over to the other side, it's like, you know what I'm saying, you lose a little bit of your soul, your ancestors are mad at you, and stuff happens. You lose your career, you lose your mind, you know, and I feel like he had a strong sister by his side, you know what I'm saying, she'll get him the help he needed in public, you know, so I just feel like that's just crazy, the world we live in.
Yeah, this is a
and we can't just, you know what I'm saying, it's time for us to stand together and to do some. It's time for a revolution. It's really time for a revolution. You know what I'm saying? We can protest. We can picket. We can stand outside all day long. But it's time, you know what I'm saying, to turn the heat up on America.
Be crazy. We don't
it's time to turn the heat up on Donald Trump to burn them up.
We've been on the bad end of a lopsided equation for too long, my estimation. And we could change it down there. I bear witness that when black people just make the decision that we'll turn it around, it will be turned around. See, nothing can
manage. We are our own worst enemies.
The volition.
We so
power
struck.
Yeah, a lot of that's true.
Yeah.
But you might have to slow that down a minute, because I always like to talk to you when they say we are our own worst enemy. I can look at that from many perspectives, but my perspective, we could never do anything to equate what the white man has done, what he's planning to do, what he continues to do. We have no match for doing evil against anybody, especially ourselves. We could never match the white man in doing any form of evil.
No,
to
we can't.
Anybody.
We can't.
Because
we got to slow down. Yeah, we got to turn that anger from each other to the white man. You know what I'm saying? It's because the white man, you don't have a job in the hood. The white man brought drugs in the neighborhood. So it's, you know what I'm saying, with the gang, the drugs, you know, the unemployment rate, the low housing projects. Turn that anger to something positive. Turn it off us. We got to come together. Somebody got to be the leader. Somebody got to be willing to follow.
In drugs, now that's a great example. In drugs, now the white man will say, that, well, the black people, it's a drug. They'll label it a drug neighborhood where certain drugs, it's not a whole lot of drugs in the black neighborhood. Not
the we know the
to
biggest
the
crooks,
the
biggest
drug
dealer is the police officer. The biggest crooks and biggest drug dealer is the police officers. We know that.
Yeah, but see, remember, those still are limited drugs. There's a certain. It's the popular. You could get it. Label that thing correctly. The popular drugs, the drugs of choice, if you want to start naming heroin or cocaine and this latest K2s, and some weed is a form of drugs. But that's a limited amount. Just think of the pharmaceutical has a list, and then all of those elements just on the periodic table alone, those elements, somehow a combination of those elements will get you either buzzed out of your mind or high, what they call blind. I'm going to go get blind. I don't want no regular high. It used to be we go get high, we drink a fifth of Boone Farm wine or some Thunderbird called Shake and Bake. Mix the old shake and bake, put some Kool-Aid, some lemon or grapefruit Kool-Aid in a wine bottle and call it Shake and Bake.
That's funny. I ain't never heard of that one.
Mescaline. All of these drugs were manufactured by the white man, a white scientist. No black man brought up acid and windowpane. And then they gave Jimi Hendrix so much, he just called it purple haze. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much, again, has been done. This, and every time we've been set up, and the black man has to figure out what's going on. And with all of that, we have survived all of the white man's tricks, all of his deception, and all of the setups. And then you got a guy like Kanye, after surviving all of that, here come a cat like Kanye West. You know, he was doing pretty good when he told Bush that he didn't give a damn about black people, which I believe was the truth. But I think
it was the truth.
Trump doesn't give any more of a damn than Bush, for my money.
Mm-mm.
And I wouldn't have met with neither one of them dirty bastards. I'm just being honest with you. When you meet with them, when they have a deposition in the opposition and an indictment for those police executors and those police and others that have done dirt to black people, and you can have that kind of a meeting when they got an indictment in their hand for the dirt that has been done to the black man, woman, and child. But all these meetings, we're going to have a better baseball, football team next year. And they got Goody Two Shoes, the brother, Kaepernick is out there on the front line playing Muhammad Ali. All of these key assets is one level of it. But black, none of that can even begin to match or equate the knowledge and the wisdom put out by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad on how to get black people focused, and how we must fight for our own revolution. No less so than the white man fought the bloody Brits for their revolution. Sometimes revolution gets bloody. Sometimes revolution will get deadly. But then revolution is just a natural consequence of these forms of social and political circumstances is going to produce revolution. But in our case, it produced black revolution. In the divine case, it's divine black revolution. Against the opposition, namely the white man, the master deceiver himself, has done so much dirt to black people that there has to be somewhere in the road where we go to balance the scales. That's just a part of my opinion. But that is the road. We get to rolling in the right direction on Black Power Radio. This is why we have come to the airwaves tonight, to get the right critique on Kanye West. Are you able to stay with us a little while tonight, Sister Shimonda?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's go to the topic here. I'm going to get me some New Orleans on here. Sorry to be running a little late tonight, New Orleans, but we're right here with you tonight. And 504-432, you're live on Black Power Radio.
All power to the people, my brother. All power to the people.
All power to the people, my brother.
Well, I'm going to say this. As we speaking up on Kanye West, you know his father was a member of the Black Panther Party. For those in the listening audience, I don't know if y'all know that or not.
Never knew anything about it. Who was his father?
Yeah. I don't know the father, but I know his father was in the Black Panther Party along with Chaka Khan in Chicago. Because Chaka Khan was a member of the Black Panther Party, too.
Okay. He went to Cooley High. I went to the schools in Chicago. Just came back from Chicago over the weekend. But I never knew that. I've never heard anybody mention it. But, I mean, I wouldn't doubt your word.
Someone
disproved what you're saying. I mean, that's a great thing.
She was a member of the Black Panther Party.
I want to
say this.
And what are you
I want to say this. Kanye West, he made a great statement about getting Larry Hoover out. Now, despite all the crazy stuff he has done, despite all of that, but he did, because nobody else is speaking out against getting Larry Hoover out. Because I'm going to say this, if you get Larry Hoover out and you put him in Chicago, think about it. All that murder up there in Chicago, by him being a part of the Gangster Disciples, he can stop that. Now, you have some of those that say, oh, the hell with Larry Hoover. But guess what? Larry Hoover can stop that. A lot of the people that speaking out against that, because they won't be able to make no money. But Larry Hoover, you need to get Larry Hoover out.
Okay.
Now, Kanye West, no. I'm going to say this, with this fame and fortune, sometimes that fame and fortune messes with a lot of our people's minds. We need a revolution, but you need a revolution from the heart and the mind. Because if you start up a real revolution, many of our people are going to squeal. So you need a revolution from the heart and the mind. That's what you really need.
We put Chicago in the midst. And I spent 7 years in Chicago, on the streets of Chicago, went through every hood in Chicago that I could get to. And I just don't see Chicago as a big bad wolf. And that's just my lifestyle. But on that strength, I mean, the same thing. I said, like, take Camden, New Jersey. Some streets of West Philly or Camden or some streets, I mean, in Columbus, Ohio, I might not want to walk down a certain hour. Somewhere in Wilmington, Delaware, I might not want to walk down a certain hours of the day or night. And the killing in desperate per ratio, it could possibly be greater. It's just that they have put so much emphasis. There are millions of black people that live on the South Side and interact throughout the Chicago region on a daily basis. That number may be double. And that black people find a way to make it, find a way to get London. For the per ratio, that's not a whole lot of killing, even though they holler every time somebody go down. And but there are other places that they don't put in. The killings are going on in the suburbs of Richmond, in the suburbs of Norfolk, Virginia, and all over L.A. killing is going on. But they want to mock Chicago. And most Republicans want to put it out because, see, Trump is on record. He's not going on the South Side of Chicago. Matter of fact, he ain't even going to nowhere in Chicago. And that's just,
no.
You know, I mean, that's for his safety. But on that strength, you know, the gangster, but we always had some gangsterism going on. I mean, Jesse James, yeah, Jesse would set you up, or Frank would set you up. Frank would rob you, and Jesse James would come back. They would go get him as the sheriff. And Jesse was just seeing how he's going to set you up to get the rest of whatever Frank James left. I mean, Al Capone.
Yeah.
I mean, Frank Nitti. And just all of these, Bonnie and Clyde. The crack always had some hero that was a bank robber, Billy the Kid. He said he was 19 and had 19 notches on his belt, for each one for every man that he killed.
But I want to say this,
though. Always a superhero, some kind of mad killer, robber.
Mm.
And we rooting for Jesse James and Wyatt Earp, too.
But I'm going to say this, though. I'm not going to speak out against the street brothers. I'm not – only thing, they just miseducated, because, like I said the last time, I said when a lot of these street tribes see that you serious and they see what you're doing, many of them will have your back. Sometimes them will be the best ones to deal with, because I'm going to say this. When Malcolm X was going through his problem,
Gangster Disciples,
it was Bumpy
Blackstone
Johnson.
Rangers,
Bumpy Johnson came to his.
Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah.
And then you just name it. I mean, they call the Panthers a gang. We're going to make it. It's in our nature to make it.
I'm gonna say there's ain't nothing wrong with gangs, long as it's positive. I said the military, the army, all that's a gang.
No, there you go.
Ain't nothing wrong with there that, but long as it's in a positive way.
What you
because
think
you got to look at it the early.
Hold up a second. Let's get the sister in on that. Kind of gangsterism in Chicago, St. Louis, and. You know, she can take you through something, and she's a historian as well. She can beat you
Which
up.
I'm gonna say this. New Orleans always was a tribalism city. If you look at the spook who sat by the door, and he said, "Man, there's some bad brothers down in New Orleans."
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With from 94. Yeah, go ahead, Sister Simone, chime in on this thing. See if we can balance the scales a bit.
I don't have anything against gangs personally, but those people, like you said, are misled. They're lacking family structure. They're looking for. I just feel like we can show them a way before they get to their gang life with mentor program, job training. Then we can redirect that. Like he said, some of the gangs have been, you know, I'm saying, forefront on helping Malcolm X out. But like you said, some of those gang members do genocide, slowly, you know, selling the dope, pushing the dope into our people, you know what I'm saying, beeping over neighborhoods that's not even ours. In St. Louis, it's not even about the gangs anymore. It's about neighborhoods. It's about hood. It's not even about the Bloods and Crips anymore, you know, with Cam down from Chicago and California. It's more about neighborhoods. Our kids are misled over neighborhoods, small things. They're killing each other over dice games. A small beef, I step on your shoes. Like he said, they're miseducated, and we got to find some ways to penetrate these and use these gangs to our advantage. Like he said, whether they're security, whether they're a motorcycle club, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, with the new Black Panther Party, we should have like a motorcycle club. Okay, you know, if you see people on a motorcycle, they get anywhere fast and they ride deep. And that's how deep I want the Panthers to be. Like, if they can get a mission like this, you know, I feel like we should have that factions, you know, that street life. We need that street life. We need all factions to walk in a new Black Panther Party. One faction can't do it. Sometimes we need that hoodness and people that's not scared to be out there on those blocks, to be out there in the streets and preach to these little kids, because kids listen when you real and they recognize realness when you're trying to tell them to do something. It's like me trying to tell them to do something. I'm not from the hood, but we got some OGs from the hood that live that game life, that jail life, that can go out there and talk to these people that's not afraid to go to these neighborhoods at nighttime when a woman gets shot, a man gets shot, anything. So, we, you know, if everybody know about St. Louis, we take it to the street. We in your neighborhood. Let something happen. We're not afraid to go deep. We'll be there at midnight, posted up on the block.
That's
let
right.
it still happen. We dare you
That's
to
right.
answer while we on post. We take charge of everything in our vision. Everything
and
is Black Panther property once we on the street.
We're thankful to Allah. You are one of our major organizers in that whole region, and you are national, and that's just a great thing to have in a network or institutional organization like a new Black Panther Party for self-defense. If we ain't afraid to take it on to the street, wherever we got to go. If I got to go in Harlem right now in the big black dog, what do you say, up in the project, I got to go on the 94th floor, then that's where I got to go on that 94th floor to find out what's going on. And that's where I got to go.
Exactly.
You get to die one time, brother. You can't walk around thinking about who's going to live and who's
going to
die.
You can't be a coward going
in
this organization.
When black people in trouble.
I'm still on the line. I want to see this.
Right,
and
we should
get this old material from the Black Panther Party. It's called Capitalism Plus Dupe Equals Genocide. Everything we talk about is talking about that in there. We need to read that and study that. Capitalism plus dope equals
y'all
genocide.
Make that some of your Bible, some of your Bible lessons are good, but some of those things that happened to us are no less divine. When you look at Lil Bobby Hutton and what happened with Fred Hampton, and some of these things were just as divine and divine sent to free us, to show us, and to guide us. But we didn't activate like Dr. King told you to activate, and thou stop. So we haven't taken up the first instruction from our original founding fathers, from Dr. Frederick Douglass to Dr. King. We need to pick up some of that legacy and work it and use it. What Adam Clayton Powell told you, the first black caucus, you ain't got one quarter of what Adam Clayton Powell told you to get done. But we run around here with the new caucus and the new ways. And the white man got you jacked up, and you don't even realize, because you're not taking instruction from your and for our founding fathers. When we look at that, we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time we go out here. We can use what we already have as a model of it and say, this is how Bobby Hutton did it. This is how Fred Hampton did it, even though they executed him, but he had the right plan, the right breakfast plan in his hand. the right WIC plan for women, children, and for our adults. Take from that example, don't be afraid to speak the truth in a masterful way, in a skillful way, so that you'll be effective against you. You have an open enemy in the white man who never intended for you to attain form of righteousness. We should think over these things at the South for Black Power, you know?
Black
There's
Power.
There's so many lines of Black Power. Brother New Orleans, we always enjoy you, and you always bring a beautiful perspective from a revolutionary point, and we love you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, brother. It's been my pleasure talking to you.
I love talking to y'all. All power to the people.
Big love. Yes, sir, all power. All power to the people. And we're going to be there in New Orleans live. We're going to do a show. Why don't you set us up, New Orleans, so when we get...
You still there?
You got a spot where we could set up our little network and do a live from New Orleans show. What do you think about that? On the opposite line.
Oh,
telling us this and telling us that. Meet us there. We come right to New Orleans and do that show right there in New Orleans. Let them know that we are Black Power.
Okay.
We got some little guy running around there, Jeff, Mo, Larry, and Curly, all of them running around New Orleans. Playing Black Power, Black Power. Holding up their guns and their fists. Well, let's get down in New Orleans, get some real work done to help Black people. We were instrumental in bringing the first three buses out of Katrina right there in New Orleans. Took them right from the Dome and Superdome over in New Orleans, right over to the Astrodome in Houston. And they were spread up. They got resources, money. Many of them rushed back, and they've been flooded out again. But we took them to safety. Again, the National Guard threw down on us, telling us we couldn't do. We have a mission of emergency response team trained men in the new Black Panther Party, and we go down. Everybody recognizes Trump. Everybody recognizes us for what we do in the Black community for Black people, what we do to raise the fallen humanity, and what we do from city to city, state to state, and we go nation to nation. We ain't afraid of no damn white man. And afraid of the goddamn white man. Come on, brothers. Let's get together and do what we're supposed to do. And the hell with this crack at this hour. Let's keep it moving. Thank you again, New Orleans. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
All power to the people.
Power to the people, brother. We love you much. We'll be there soon, brother. Black Power. And as we go down the line, I'm trying to pull in, we got Los Angeles. Okay. Okay. We're going to take you Okay. Let's do this. Let's try Los Angeles at 323. Los Angeles, 323-338. You're live on Black Power Radio. Talk to us. 323. You're live on Black Power Radio. Let's see. Can we get it? Are we getting to 323-323? If not, we're moving down to 704. 323, you're live. At 704, you're live with Black Power Radio. You can talk to us. Talk to us, 704. 704, you're live on Black Power Radio. 704-499. You're live? As we're about to pick up and move on. Are you there with us? 704-499. Are you live on Black Power Radio? I don't think they can hear us. Let's see if we can go down and pick up. I've got another 904. Let me try that 904. 904. As we move down the line, 904. Okay. I'm moving down the line again. The 662. 662, you're live on Black Power Radio. Wait, what say ye at 662? 662, you're live on Black Power Radio. Okay. Hoping that I'm not having a technical difficulty. You still there with me, Sister Shimonda? Okay, let's take a look. Sister Shimonda, something may have dropped. We're having a little bit of difficulty on the tech side, but let's go for it at 21212. 212, you're live on Black Power Radio. 212. Are you there with us? I hear your echoes in the background. 212-477, you're live. 212-477, you're live. 212-212-477, live. I can hear your background noise. But if you're not astute, not alert, at this late hour, I'm still looking at 562. You're live on Black Power Radio. 562-239. 562-239. You're live. I'm having some technical difficulty. At 913-913. Try the 913. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Billy, ma'am. How's the brother feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling fine. How about yourself? Talk black to us.
I'm doing Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black Power Brothers, Brother Mike, Kansas City. Doing very well. Looking forward to the rest of my life and looking forward to helping the party grow and all these things like that. I apologize for not being able to make it to Chicago. Boy, my heart was there. But, I was constantly. I just bought some property here in Kansas City and bought a building for where we can meet at. So things are looking up real well, and that's been keeping me pretty busy. So talked to a couple people, probably have a recruit coming on board here within the next week or so. So things are slow for sure, but they're looking up real well. I have nothing but good reports to bring in, and I'm excited, and I'm ready to rock and roll, brother, man. Black Power.
Sir, yes, sir. Black Power. So we're just happy, brother, that you were able to join with us tonight. We've got so much going on here with this radio.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right there with us. I think we lost Sister Jumanji, but we picked. We just left you in Chicago. Where were you, Brother Michael? You looked all over.
Black Power, can you hear me, brother, man?
Yes, sir. You there with me?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there with you. You sounded, there is some technical difficulties. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of difficulty with it tonight. But we're about to play some music and roll out of here.
Okay. Yes,
man,
sir.
It's been great, though. I thank you for joining. What is this thing about Kanye? That's one of your regional people. Kanye West. He's gotten on there with Trump. If you saw, did you see the interview with Trump and Kanye and all of this hoopla has been going on. Did you get any pieces of it?
No, sir. I didn't get to watch it. I'll probably watch it after we disconnect here in a few minutes. I probably will check it out because a lot of people been talking about it.
I barely caught on to it myself, but I was able to catch a bit of it, and I'm just be honest with you, brother. I didn't like nothing I saw about it. I didn't see any benefit in him going live with Donald the Duck Trump. Some call him 46 minus one. I'm calling plain 45, and I call him Donald the Duck simply because he just ducked everything. I used to talk about him ducking black people, but he just seemed to duck everything. And nearly everybody, you know. He's not too much tuned in to help anybody do anything at any particular time. He's like a Bethune, like a Ben Carson and your Kanye West and your Jim Brown guys. Your Amarosa. But just before she defected, Amarosa was a kingpin player in that camp. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes,
she
was.
Defected
yes,
because,
sir.
Because of mistreatment, whatever, abuse, some form of abuse took place, and she's out of here, right? She can get going to his behind, brother. He's been reamed out by Amarosa. He don't want no problem with her. If I had somebody like Amarosa after me, brother, I don't know what I would do. With all that stuff, he got stacked up on his behind. Just if
yes,
one
sir.
Statement was true, she's made over 1,000 statements if any one of them is true, it seems like they would have just ran this guy out of town before sundown. But every time Trump bounces back, it seems like this guy is full of jive. It seems like this cat got nine lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
he bounces back. I don't get it. Everybody attacks. I don't know. They must have rolled Rudy Giuliani up out of there for all
he does,
all he's doing. And they got a fullback in Jim Brown. I mean, he gives them 100% support. He's been nodding since day one. But it just had to be, I mean, if you're knowing all social circumstances and all the shit that we've been through, like Lil Boosie said, and then, you know, and then a guy like Brown that has some kind of credibility built up with some kind of notoriety, with some form of some form of blacktivism going on, here he comes bowing down to some bullshit. And so that means all of black people's credibility gets shot because the one, the so-called leader, he acts a fool, a buffoon. There's nothing productive coming out of your interaction with Trump, the stump, or the dump. It's just not going to happen, brothers. There's nothing productive will come out of there for black people other than you'll be made more mockery of, or you'll be set up. You'll work in the continuity, the furtherance of the setup. But the white man will set you up, take what you got, and he will set us up for the kill. That's his next move. The black people on Joe Scoop when it comes to that. The next move, he's moving to kill you, brother and sister. You just don't know the history of the white man well enough, but you know the history, but you're just not cognizant at the right time. Seems like
there you go.
You know, you're
there
just not cognizant at the right, because you know the history of the white man. I'm not teaching you anything new when I tell you that he is an unnatural born killer. Matter of fact, he's not even born. This cat is birth, like a old mule, a dog, a donkey, a cow, a chicken, a horse, or something. He's birth. That's just got birthday. The black man's born. That's according to Clarence 13X. According to Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, he said, that's what I'm born for, right? The black man's born. He ain't birth.
That's right. The
cow, the chicken, the horse give birth. The cow gives birth to calf. You know?
Come on now. Absolutely.
Giving birth to a little baby for the pony.
That's right.
The black man ain't giving no birth. He's born.
Come on now. Good teaching, brother.
Born. That's what I'm born for. That's what even young rapper said. That's what I was born to do. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Like, but once you know what you born for, and you go acting like Jim Brown, go acting like Kanye, there's got to be something psychologically wrong. Most of them, all of them, including Ben Carter, long overdue for psychological evaluation. I mean, with correct diagnosis, they have totally been misdiagnosed at this hour, right or wrong, true or false. I mean, someone
absolutely correct.
To talk like that to these people, but Mike, don't ignore the value you got here in Black Power Radio that you got in the New Black
Panther
Party, that you got with all the black people thinking right and living right and doing right. And you come along and turn my stuff over Kanye? Hell no. Ain't turn this shit over Kanye. Jim Brown and Joe Brown and Joe Knowles and George nothing. Just ribbing chicken foot in them. I ain't turning nothing over to them. I got a pastor in Chicago, had him for 50 years, Pastor T.L. Barry. And he ain't scared of
Pastor
him,
Barry.
Pastor,
yes,
you
sir.
Know about him. Me and him was on the radio in 70s talking about these same issues in 1970. And we're still talking about them. But we don't look like we done lost our mind. We got pictures on the internet. Me and T.L. Barry back in the 70s. And me and T.L. Barry in 2018, and we tell you the same thing. Better reverence your God, reverence yourself, and get your God in your gun like Dr. Khalid told you to do. And make only one prayer, that you aim straight and that you shoot straight, goddammit. Stop playing around.
That's right.
Stop putting around. You've been playing with this devil. The duel with the devil, you can never win. So I don't duel
with
him.
Right.
We're taught in the Holy Quran, the destruction of the devil is that you knock his goddamn brain out.
Knock his brains out.
He said the truth.
That's right, bro.
Falls through the head and knocked his brain
out.
That's
right. I mean, knock it out.
He was a bad man. But when they examined Joe Frazier, brain was still there. George Foreman, brain was still there. Kenny Norton, brain was still there. Huh? When you hit the thing, and not only, you got to hurl what the Holy Quran talks about. You have to hurl the truth at the falsehood, huh? And not
be there
with the most strenuousness. You got to use every bit of power you got. That's how you fight the devil.
That's right.
Use every
That's how we're going to get it.
With your goods, with your person, with your wives, your children. Put everything you got up and go against this devil. You will win a large promise of righteous company. He promised to win. We ain't got to bow down and get the step and fetching like Kanye and them. That Joe Stupid.
Sir.
The world looks at you, call you Joe Stupid. I ain't proud of Kanye West. I ain't proud of no Jim
That's
Brown right here. And I ain't proud of none of them.
No, no. No, not
this,
2018.
You get something, brother. I understand these things, brother. In order to operate with this new Panther, don't care nothing about all that. This new Panther, man, I'll put Spanish a foot in this cracker's ass. Come up to me, ask me to bow down like Kanye. Get to stepping. Acting a fool like Ben Costa, the goddamn fool. You a brain thug, man. And you handling the housing. There's got to be something. I'm coming out that way. They should be calling you Joe Stupid. Because that's the role you're playing, the role of Joe Stupid. They should put S on your forehead and put another S on your chest, a cape on your backside, and fly your ass the hell up out of town before sundown. People shouldn't
yes,
go for
sir,
that. Day. I would last it. We should all stop Kanye. If he ain't coming stronger, Obama plus, at least Obama lead with some kind of dignity. I ain't proud of all the moves he made, but he moved with some kind of dignity. I bet you what? When Trump comes out, he's still trying to fight Obama every time he moves. So you better be taking some notes, brother and sister, and get some common sense on how to manage against the opposition instead of thinking everybody that ain't said black power and held their fists up, that ain't got no sense. But you got to wake up, brother and sister, and use all the tools. You know, all these soldiers are valuable once you know how to use them. Dr. King said,
Amen.
It's not no good if you don't know how to use them. He said, the black bank
That's
is
right.
not good. It's good when you use it. The black
yes,
insurance
sir.
Is good when you use it, brother and sister. This is what we're trying to talk about here tonight. Stop using the bassoon, the Kanye syndrome, and get you some Dr. Khaled and Dr. King syndrome and keep it moving.
That's right.
You got to invent no weakness.
Keep it moving.
One of those guys and use them for upward mobility and get black people up. You can use any one of those people from Ralph Abernathy. You ain't got to go Dr. King. You can get with Ralph Abernathy and get out of this mess. You can go with those great disciples that came out of the camp with Barbara Jordan. You could take Barbara Jordan. You wouldn't have to look at none of them. But we just don't believe that our ice is as cold as the white man. That's why we're scared to use Shirley Chisholm. Scared to use
That's
Barbara
right.
Jordan to get us out of the mess. Scared to use Fannie Lou Hamer, huh? To get us out of the
mess. Yes, sir. That's right.
Oh, we got to wake up to this hour, brother. God divinely sent all the people there to help you. And you waiting on one. Like you said, the old joke they taught me, they set the helicopter, set the line, and you how much you waiting on the Lord. And said the Lord
That's
said
right.
he let him drown, huh? and sent him straight to hell. Because he turned to
Who
God,
is that
I'm
mystery
the one that
God?
Sent the helicopter. I'm the one that set
That's
the line
right.
down to you. You deserve to go to hell when you ignored the line. When the help came, you
That's
didn't
right.
use it, huh? It's just
Amen to that.
Right?
Yes, sir. That's real talk.
Amen.
That's real talk, brother,
That's why
man.
We come to preach and to teach to you and to wake us up, brother. He said, when you wash, you wake up, brother. Kanye is a man that's been waltzed to sleep. Jim Brown, for my money, represents somebody waltzed to sleep.
That's
OJ
right.
OJ, he will allow them to waltz him back to sleep. Dr. Kyle, we woke him. We woke OJ up. Somebody waltzed him back to sleep.
Mm.
Omarosa was going around while he was a college student doing good. He just waltzed her to sleep. Somebody woke up. Somebody woke up. He can't run around you like he woke now. But I got to beware of those. They sleep by convenience, you understand. Yeah.
Yes,
you gotta
sir.
Be woke.
That's
you.
Right.
But when you get Black Revolution, you stay woke. That's what that record was number
That's
one
right.
a couple of years ago. Stay woke. Because the devil's just creeping, huh? And don't you dare let
yes,
the devil
sir.
Catch you sleeping. Come on, now.
Mm-hmm.
This is our time,
Good
but
piece.
You got woke juice. You can't test the Panther without being woke. But now, I don't want
That's
no
right.
Kanye juice. I don't want the Kool-Aid of it. You know? I want Black Revolution. Because Dr. Collins said that's
yes,
the only solution. So we're going to play. Remember,
the
we got coming online. I'm sorry I got to let y'all down tonight. But, I have got a line full. But I have got to close down and get on out of here and just keep the Black Power
yes,
going.
Sir.
We're going to play us some Marvin Gaye, and we're on our way. Thank you, Brother Michael.
That's right.
And thank you, Sister
thank you,
Amanda.
Sir.
Thank all of y'all that came online tonight. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power.
Black Power family.
Black Power family. Let's see. Somehow we should get it. Cut it off. I have to turn it short, man, tonight. So I'm licking Black Power.